Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, killing in plain sight is what we're going to be talking about. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Go to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, go to the right side of the page. You'll find us right there. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Again, if you want to call us at any time, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5. Now, folks, I want to get right to it because I've got much to cover. You know, when I look at what's going on in this country, it sickens me to no degree. It really does. And again, Numbers 32:23 comes to my aid that our sin is finding us out. But to be played by a bunch of ill-designing men, I mean, when I look at the likes of those that are behind the narratives, I'm embarrassed that people even believe a thing that they have to say because there's no truth in them. Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44, it's just true. It's embarrassing that people take heed to these that have no truth in them. One of the things that came to my aid just a moment ago, right before the radio program here, I went online and I typed in civil rights and Bradley Dean. And folks, I got to tell you, I have been called everything under the sun. And it comes with our walk. And by the way, my reputation falls into the hands of my living God, my Father, not into my care, okay? It's his business. Read Philippians 2. Jesus made himself of no reputation. He was hated. He was crucified. And he was crucified by what? Sinners. And the fact of the matter is, sinners are still the same today as they were 2,000 years ago. Because the things that they accuse you of when you walk this walk is just completely 180 degrees in contrast to what the facts of the matter are. So I went to civil rights, friends. And I put Bradley Dean in because I was pulling this up concerning the pledge that was given back in the 1960s and those that were a part of the civil rights movement with Martin Luther King Jr. And I'm a racist, yet I have a black guitar player and I'm a Hispanic singer. I'm a racist for this reason. I'm a racist for that reason. They can't get my name right, as I've shared in the past. They accuse me again of what I'm not guilty of. Folks, I got to tell you, let me take it to the extreme. I remember doing a high school assembly in Northfield, Minnesota. I did not one, but two of them. I did one in the morning and then one in the afternoon. And there's about 400 kids at each assembly, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Well, the morning assembly just happened to have a kid that was in a wheelchair. He was crippled. And what I did is after the assembly music portion is over, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ, as Paul said. That's the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. Well, so do we as we follow him, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Now, I'm saying that for the purpose. I stopped at the assembly, and I walked through a whole sea of kids, and I took a drumstick, because I'm a drummer, and I walked over, and I took a drumstick and handed it to this kid that was in a wheelchair. Why did I do that? I did that because I wanted to make this kid feel special. I wanted him to feel noticed, and he was noticed. So I gave him a drumstick. You know what they did, friends? The next morning, I woke up to find out that they wrote in the paper that I was making fun of handicapped kids when I have it all on film. The kids totally loved it. I totally loved it. And it's just a matter of the mainstream media getting in there and trying to do their best to blacken the names of those that are walking in the light. That's just what they do. And it's a dangerous place to put themselves in, but they do it anyways. They dare the justice of God. When the Lord said, "Touch not mine anointed," they go ahead and do it anyways, and then they wish that they hadn't, Galatians 6:7. So now with that said, friends, just that little attitude that I was having for a moment, that little rant, that's water under the bridge. Let me go forward. So I was looking for the civil rights, right? I was looking for the demoralizers of the faith. And I was comparing the pledge that was taken in the 1960s to that of what you see concerning those that claim to be civil rights leaders today. Like for example, Mr. Kaepernick, right? And it's just embarrassing what people put up with. And I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick, who plays the victim, right? And it's interesting, friends, and I'm going to get to this in a moment, and I'm going to show you a video concerning this clown, and a clown he is. But did you know that Colin Kaepernick, speaking of which, that victim, signing onto a multi-million dollar contract with the NFL, did you know that he was adopted by white parents? This is how stupid and shameless these people really are. I kid you negative. But now I want to go back to this because I want you to check this out. Because I'm teeing it up for the next segment before we get to our main topic. In the 1960s, every participant in the civil rights marches, they were required to sign the following pledge before they could participate. You ready? They were to meditate on the teachings of Jesus daily. Number two, remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love, 1 Corinthians 13. And number four, pray daily to be used by God. Okay. Number five, sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. Number six, observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. This is back in the 1960s under Martin Luther King Jr.'s pledge concerning those you had to sign on to if you wanted to be a part of the civil rights movement. Number seven, to seek, perform regular service for others and for the world. Number eight, refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, and or heart. Number nine, strive to be in good spiritual and bodily health. Number 10, following the directions of the movement and of the captain of the demonstration, that being the Christ, okay, which is found in the book of Hebrews, I believe, chapter 5, okay? Now, going on to the self-made civil rights leaders, you know, like Barack Hussein Obama, Oprah, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Colin Kaepernick, you get the point. They're not their friends in love. They're acting out in hate, and what they're doing is they're seeking revenge because they're vindictive. And the fact of the matter is they're dividing people against one another, both with the people of the black color within their own congregations and the people concerning the white people, which is also a color. I'm going to come right back. Mark 3:25, by the way, but I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to read off their civil rights, the demoralizers of the faith, and then I'm going to show you a video by Colin Kaepernick that's going to make your blood boil, to say the least, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, we're broadcasting into 154 cities. I'm going on social media platforms. I pay attention to some of the comments if I got time to do so. People are saying that they're being blocked right now, namely, again, on Facebook. You can see the numbers decreasing again, friends. It's interesting. The affiliates are growing exponentially, but for some reason or another, Facebook and my followers, they keep dwindling. Isn't that interesting how that works? But then again, if we go over to Rumble on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, if you go ahead and subscribe to that page, which we are rebuilding because YouTube bought and paid for and owned by that of Google, which is a pharmaceutical company, they're the ones that are illegally censoring this ministry, just so you know. And it's happening to anybody that's standing up against this false narrative that has fallen apart in a big, major way. Okay? And I just want to make clear that people understand. Some people are saying, well, I'm being blocked right now. Well, that's why you're being blocked right now, okay? 767,000 friends, and I have 127 people on that social media platform right now. But every night after Rumble's over with, it runs for 5 hours, and then I have almost 50,000 on there in the morning and 50,000 at night. Isn't that kind of a bit of a distinction, friends, that needs to be taken notice of concerning what's going on? One spigot's open and one's being closed. And there's a war on for free speech, friends, because, again, let me remind you what George Washington said. If they can take freedom of speech away, you will be like sheep led to the slaughter. And what they're doing is illegal. And, yes, it jacks me up to no end, to say the least, friends. It just jacks me up. That makes me mad. Youth talk, okay? Also wanted to let you know, if you're a first-time viewer on social media platforms, what happened? It stopped. We broadcast into 154 cities, okay? We also broadcast into 53 countries. And Genesis Communication Networks has taken the time to take notice of this message to say we need to get it out there. So that's their advertisings that are taking place, not mine. But we thank God that GCN picked us up and put us in the position that they have. And with that said, I believe that they've been high-fived back because we are the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. Now, with that said, friends, I need to go fast forward because I've got much to show you. Wanted to let you know as well, friends, on Wednesday, December 1st, 5:30 to 9 p.m., Wednesday, December 1st, 5:30 to 9 p.m., we will be at the Grand Gateway Hotel in Rapid City, South Dakota. We're going to be there with Richard Max, the guy, the famous sheriff, Richard Mack, who was actually one that won the day standing up against federal government when they were trying to incrementally take steps away to disarm the American people. So I'm looking forward to that time. Again, that will be December 1st. Now, with that said, friends, I want to get back over to this, and I want to give you the rest of this, the demoralizers of the faith. And I just read off the first 10 requirements to sign the pledge before you could be a participant in the 1960s with Martin Luther King Jr. and the Civil Rights Marchers, okay? Now, I want to give you the modern-day version of the self-made civil rights leader of the day, again, such as Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. These guys have left their Bibles, their morals, they debase themselves and reap nothing but mockery and reproach. But they're like a bunch of peacocks, friends. They keep sticking their heads out and they think they're all that in a bag of chips, not understanding that Scripture tells us, take heed that you stand lest you fall, and yet they fall over and over and over again, and they keep going up unabashed and unabashedly, friends, continuously spew out their shame. And I want to give you the 10 requirements to be a part of that movement, if you want to call it that. Let's say all 15 members of those that follow these demoralizers of the faith, okay? Number one, meditate on the media and anything but the teachings of Jesus. That's exactly right. Number two, civil disobedience to just laws through force in hopes of an unjust victory. Oprah's a part of this. Barack Hussein Obama's a part of this. Colin Kaepernick's a part of that. And I'm going to show you a video in just a moment. Number three, walk in the talk in the manner of thuggery and pride, if you want to be a part of that group. Number four, play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration daily. Number five, sacrifice the needs of others. Gain is the goal. That's right. Well, Scripture tells me if you don't work, you don't eat, right? And that is found in 1 Thessalonians. Number six, send threats to those who disagree with you. Number seven, seek to have it your way at all costs. Lie if necessary. Number eight, use fear and force, say the dividers of the American people, or at least there used to be wedges to divide the people, Mark 3:25. Number eight, use force and fear. Number nine, strive to take from others because you deserve what you take, say they. And number 10, follow the directions of an unconstitutional and unlawful administration. Now, what I want to do is I just want to kind of highlight the fact that, man, there is a lot of, leverage being aimed at people of color. And I'm talking about the white people, because white people are a people of color. And I'm not going to play into the black-white war. I'm just going to show you those that are trying to start the fire to further division between the American people. I want to say this and reiterate the point. I am all over the country. Literally every month we are somewhere different in the United States of America. I have not seen any of that which they promote on the mainstream media. Just so you know, I've seen zero division. Okay? And the Bible tells us in Acts 17:26 that all nations are one blood. Okay? And I want to say this as well, friends. Black people are a people of color, but so are white people. Okay? But I want to show you what a useful idiot looks like. This one is Colin Kaepernick. And Kaepernick is trying to do his best to equate black people in the NFL to slaves. I'm not kidding you, friends. You ready for this? I'm going to play this. I mean, you just cannot make up stupid. You really can't. But this guy, I got to say, I am embarrassed for this guy. And why am I embarrassed for him? Because he's not embarrassed for himself. That's why. You ready for this? This is Colin Kaepernick equating the NFL and players to that of slaves. Check this out.
What they don't want you to understand is what's being established is a power dynamic. Before they put you on the field, teams poke, prod, and examine you, searching for any defect that might affect your performance. No boundary respected, no dignity left intact.
make this up, folks? The video shows a bunch of NFL players that are being sized up, and then it transitions into film from like the 1800s, from the days of slavery. And Colin Kaepernick, again, playing the victim. Now, I'm not going to go there. I can do a whole show on Colin Kaepernick. This is the definition of a useful idiot, friends. This is the definition of a useful idiot. He exhibits what a useful idiot is. And he professes himself to be wise, and Scripture tells us that they're fools. Yep, they're fools. And it's interesting, he's dividing people of different colors, namely the white people, a people of color, and the black people, a people of color. He's trying to divide them one against each other. And folks, the sad part about it is there's some people that actually take heed to it. I haven't met them. I haven't seen it. And I was raised in North Minneapolis, where there were blacks, there were whites, there were Hispanics, there was Indians, there was Chinese, there was Hmong. It didn't matter because we were all in the, as they call it, the hood together. Nobody looked at each other because someone was black and someone was white. It didn't go down that way. You know who's driving this narrative continuously? The mainstream media and the useful idiots. Nobody else. Nobody else, friends. And for all those that think that Black Lives Matter is so almighty and powerful, I'm here to tell you, friends, I think they got about 5, maybe 10 members concerning that organization. And I'm telling you that firsthand. If you want to call in and you want to talk about what we're talking about right now, add to, take away, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you another video of someone that has taken the bait, coming from that of a Colin Kaepernick, who is trying to do his best to divide the people in this country because of color. Because of color. Now, this all stems from ignorance, friends. And I want to say this. White power is as dangerous as black power. We're all in this together. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The jurors in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse have more questions. They want to see the drone footage of the Rittenhouse shootings, but the defense rightly claims that some of the footage was withheld from them by the prosecution and they filed a mistrial motion. The judge is allowing the jurors to view the video, but added he's reviewing the mistrial motion. Rittenhouse is accused of killing 2 rioters and injuring a 3rd during protests in Kenosha last year. He's claiming self-defense. Republicans continue to slam the social spending bill, which could get a vote in the House this week. During a Capitol event, New York Republican Elise Stefanik calling it a roughly $2 trillion socialist spending scam that will bankrupt the United States. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise saying it's time to stop the madness of runaway spending. USA Radio News. The Biden administration's vaccine mandate is once again affecting federal workers.
Customs and Border Protection won't release the number, but it's likely that the jobs of thousands of Border Patrol agents are on the chopping block if the requests for COVID-19 vaccine exemptions aren't accepted or if they simply refuse to take the jab. Agents were required to report their vaccination status and face termination if not fully vaccinated by November 22nd. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Former Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs III is being ordered to appear in court again. This is because a judge says he missed an alcohol test. Ruggs faces decades behind bars if convicted of a deadly crash earlier this month. He faces numerous charges, including DUI, resulting in death. Ruggs' blood alcohol level after the crash came out to twice the legal limit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, good job, Debbie. She said I took 30 days. It took me 30 days to leave a comment. Good job. That's what this is about, right? Hey, folks, if you want to give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933. We got Sal calling in from Colorado. What say you, Sal?
You know, I can't believe Colin Kaepernick Bradley. He was adopted by white parents who were very successful people. And I can't even imagine how his parents feel about the way he acts.
Yeah, he disrespects. Yeah, he disrespects the very country and the people that put him in the position of being in such a blessed state. Matter of fact, he signed on to a $114 million contract some time ago with the NFL. He's the guy that said, "I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color." And I was going to highlight what you just did. Colin Kaepernick has adopted parents, and they're both white. But white people are people of color, too. See, he hasn't thought this through, my friend.
It's really sad, and he is making himself to be a useful idiot. And, you know, there were times where he said he wanted to get back in the NFL, and he wasn't even really serious about it. He just likes to be the downtrodden guy. You know, oh, poor multi-million dollar me, more money than most of the rest of us, but I'm depressed.
Yeah, that's it. They got to put them. See, that's what they do. That's what these individuals do. They have to put themselves in the sight of the people as the victims while they tear away at the laws that keep us free. And that is the definition of a useful idiot. They're being used to tear down the laws. But what he needs to do is understand that the history of useful idiots, Sal, is they're the first ones lined up on the wall and shot by their oppressors and those that they work for. And the reason being is because if they'll sell out their people, they'll be treacherous treacherous. They're unfaithful in their oaths. And so if they're unfaithful toward their own people and they'll play the Judas towards their own people, they know that they can't be trusted. And that's exactly what Colin Kaepernick is doing. I mean, for a better way of saying it, he's an embarrassment to himself, and he just doesn't realize it yet. And that's what we're doing here on the radio, my friend, is doing just that. Thank you for the call for for the sake of time, I got to go forward. I wanted to highlight one more thing here, too. I didn't catch that last commercial, but I did catch someone's comment talking about what took place with OSHA. I know that this is brand new information, just hours old, but Fifth Circuit stays OSHA's vaccine or testing emergency temporary standard. Okay, I know it's been stayed. I know that we've now got two courts, federal courts, to basically put the kibosh on these vaccine mandates right now. And we now find out that OSHA has to do the same thing. So there's pushback. That's what's happening here. The people are waking up to what's going on. And the fact of the matter is, friends, what we're going to be talking about in just a second here, matter of fact, I might just bring you there right now, killing in plain sight, friends, is happening. People are literally dying on television from the said vaccines. You know what? Let me do this. Let me just, I'm trying to get everything put into this segment here, but let me just rewind for just one moment. I want to play a video of a board meeting where a activist with the mindset of a Colin Kaepernick basically threatened the people, and this is what people, going back to Colin Kaepernick and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and the such, what you'll notice about these people is they like the gays, like the Muslims that mean to conquer, not all. It's interesting what they do is they put themselves in the position of the victim when, in fact, they're the perpetrator of the crime. Well, that's exactly what we've noticed with these people is they don't have the shield protecting themselves. They do, in fact, have the spear while they attack others. And this about what I'm ready to show to you right now has everything in the world to do with what I just showed you as to what's fueling this narrative. This is far and few between. I know that the mainstream media loves to blow it up like everybody's doing it, but the fact of the matter is, friends, not everybody's doing this. But I do want to show you what is happening in some cases, friends.
I've got over 1,000 soldiers ready to go.
We're not the board.
He's ready to go.
He's got 1,000 folks ready to go, locked and loaded, he said. This is the victim. 1,000 people locked and loaded attacking that meeting, playing the victim. But what does he say? Listen. Locked and loaded, he said. He's saying it right in front of a cop. Isn't that crazy, friends? Again, they're the victim somehow. This is how the media wants to sell them. They're always the victims, yet they're the ones perpetrating the crime. This guy said over 1,000 soldiers ready to go. He said an army of over 1,000 soldiers ready to go, locked and loaded, locked and loaded. This is what the Colin Kaepernicks of the world are feeling. This is what the mainstream media and their useful idiots are feeling. But this is the narrative that is scripted to divide the American people. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. And I want to tell you, friends, at the bottom or the end of the day, it's divided one way or another. It's either against the blacks or the whites, okay? And we need to wake up to what's going on. And again, for the record, and finally, I've yet to see it. I have yet to see it across the country. Let's move forward here, okay? Killing in plain sight. This is what I want you to see. I'm going to go over to our friend, the co-host for Ron Paul, and I want you to hear what he has to say, and then we'll play a video audio concerning those that are falling over dead from news anchors to those that are on the field, regardless if it's that of soccer or whatever sport, basketball. We're also seeing people on television shows such as cooking shows that have received the experimental jabs that are falling over dead. And it's interesting, friends, again, as I said yesterday, you could go into a hospital decapitated and they will manufacture the report that you died of COVID. And why? Because they need the statistics to continuously deceive the people into believing that people are dying from COVID. Baloney. Baloney. So let's go over to our friend over at Ron Paul's and see what he has to say about the deceptions that are taking place in the United States of America. You ready for this? Let's go.
And it talks about, all of a sudden, there's a massive increase in Google searches for the term died suddenly. And here's what
Google search died suddenly. The number one Google request
that has erupted worldwide. The search term "died suddenly" has spiked to an all-time high in the last 2 months, with data going back to 2004. All of a sudden, people are searching everywhere, and I didn't clip this, but the headlines are there. Head teacher leads tributes to popular Lancashire 12-year-old who died suddenly. A truly gentle soul, tribute to a student, Adam Ali, 17, after sudden death, over and over. Again, this is anecdotal. We don't know if it has anything to do with the shots. The only thing that we're reporting is that people are starting to become concerned and are looking into it. Let's put up this next clip. This is from the Wall Street Journal. And remember, they say that breakthrough cases are extremely rare. Extremely rare. Let's look, put up this next clip. Wall Street Journal. The Ottawa Senators, that's a National Hockey League team, the Ottawa Senators have a 100%
vaccination. I don't know why people are afraid
but
to call it for what it is.
Tested positive for COVID. That is not a rare case of breakthrough, right? That's not a rare case of breakthrough. This next one is, it reads, almost every single country implementing a vaccine passport has subsequently seen huge spikes in cases. These are completely counterproductive. Look at Ireland and the Netherlands. The gold line is the level of vaccination. And then the other line is the increase in COVID patients after vaccine passports were put in. It's done nothing to change the trajectory. So what do they do when it's not working? Let's look at that next one, Dr. Paul, on this. This is new, just out of Ireland. Ireland reimposes COVID-19 restrictions, including a midnight curfew.
See, they keep reimposing these restrictions, friends, because people are not getting vaccinated. They're becoming aware as to what is taking place. I just said during this little piece here, it amazes me how people are circumventing the obvious here. If a man with a six shooter shoots another guy in the head, now, the responsible party is the one that pulled the trigger. It's not the gun that did it itself, and that's not my point, but that's another show. Okay, the act cannot be apart from the actor, but this is the point that I want to make. Folks, when I shoot somebody, or if I shoot somebody in the head, and a bullet goes through their head and it kills them, we know that it was the effect of the bullet in the gun. To suggest that we don't know why all of these people are dying off is insanity. And I want to tell you what you're doing by going along with that narrative. You're encouraging them to continuously push the narrative. And we keep seeing it over and over and over and over again. People are acting like it's not the obvious. Well, it is the obvious. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you over to people dropping dead on live TV. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the right side of the page, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, top left side of the page. And I want you to watch for yourself, friends, as to the obviousness as to what's taking place here on so many different levels. You ready for this? Let's do this thing. It's just playing out. Mainstream news beginning to show the truth.
3 weeks after being given her first dose of the vaccine, well, our news correspondent Mark Denton was at the inquest at Newcastle Civic Centre this morning and joins us now.
Well, Jeff, the inquest heard that Lisa initially developed severe headaches at home. She was treated first in hospital in Durham and she was then transferred to the Royal Victoria Infirmary in Newcastle where she
BBC radio presenter Lisa Shaw confirmed dead caused by AstraZeneca shot. And they're reporting the truth of the matter over in England.
Now that is a condition which leads to blood clots and swelling of the brain. The coroner said it was a very rare condition.
Okay, so folks, I'm going to come right back and I'm going to play some more and I'm going to show you exactly what's happening, the obvious, right before our eyes in plain sight. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, by the way, friends, really quick, before we get to the last segment here, if you want to call in 1-866-582-9933, do check out the store, okay? Do check out the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just go to the store and do consider, friends, getting these for your friends and your family members concerning these talking points that are pasted on the front of shirts, from national slogans with Moses to Pharaoh to that of rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And the list goes on and the list goes on, from coffee cups to dog tags. All your requests, okay? All your requests. We're not making any money off of this. The purpose of this, friends, is to get conversations sparked and get people talking about what's going on in their country so we can all come together under God, one nation under God, Psalm 33:12, and we can do this together. And what you're going to find is 8 times out of 10, at least, friends, literally, tried and true, at least 8 times out of 10, you're going to find that people are saying the same things that you are. It's the media that's trying to put a wedge between you, friends. No, get together and communicate with each other. Let's get back to this, okay? Killing in plain sight. During the last segment, I just showed you, friends, that the BBC actually reported the truth and highlighted the fact that one of their coworkers died from the AstraZeneca said vaccination, okay? They're telling the truth now, and I believe that they're beginning to figure out, wait a second, we've been played by ill-designing men. And the fact of the matter is, friends, there's no excuse for it because they have the same or the access to the same information that we do. And they're having to learn the hard way because they're not taking heed to reproof or instructions or corrections in any sense of the word. 2 Timothy 3:16. And like I said, they're finding out the hard way. Now, with that said, I want to go back over to this and I want you to see more of what's going on. And these are different news clips. that are going on the grassroots level, because the mainstream media are doing their best to censor all of this information. I can see on social media platforms people are saying I can't even comment and I'm being blocked. I can't watch it. Of course not. Got to keep in mind, Google owns YouTube, okay? And these are the ones that are illegally censoring. And, folks, this is beautiful because we're recording all of this. We're highlighting all of the comments. We're sending these over to our attorneys. So when we get them in court, because we're going to be there sooner or later, we're going to show the people, friends, the jurors, that they, in fact, have been censoring. And not that they're going to need a lot of evidence to be convinced of that. But the fact of the matter is, friends, for all of that you get concerning you're being blocked, you can't get on, so on and so forth, do take a screenshot and send it over to us just for the record, because we're not letting this go, just so you know. So let's get back over to this, okay? On social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or Before It's News, top left side of the page. Here we go. Check it out.
People are dropping dead on the television, and the television is pretending like it's not happening, like, let's go Brandon. But the evidence is overwhelming, and it's not just the athletes
that are
dropping dead.
They're all vaccinated.
But we've got the news media, government officials dropping dead. They've got neurological issues. Something is going on with this vaccine, and now they're injecting it into children, adding heart attack medication. And they're censoring everyone, calling people criminals for questioning the obvious. Why are people dropping dead on television?
Just dead,
like never
folks.
Before. Why
just
are they trying
dead.
To normalize
whoa.
Heart attacks and strokes?
In a two-minute video circulating on the internet,
there are different segments.
Her tutorial about cooking some food, and
now we're on
water.
A woman that's doing
at
a chef
video,
cooking show.
Miss Pimporn does not exhibit any strange behavior at all. Like they said in the beginning of the video, she's up the beat, she's chipper, she's explaining everything, and then all of a sudden, it just strikes her like that. The influencer looks enthusiastic about cooking and actively talks and laughs in front of the camera, like I just said. About a minute, Miss Pinporn, who was stirring the spices, suddenly fell silent for a few seconds. Like, and then she just dropped dead, yo.
Drops dead.
Cause of death
on a cooking show, she drops dead.
Infarction or heart attack. And that's what she died from. Just like that, yo.
This is what they're trying to conceal.
They're trying to make it seem like natural causes, the perfect murder, as they kill countless people. What about all these victims from the vaccines? Their stories are silenced.
Yep.
But according to the estimates, more people are dying from the vaccines than from the virus.
That's right. Easily.
Now, most vaccinated countries are experiencing record numbers. And they're still trying to blame the unvaccinated, even though tens of millions of people have been vaccinated. Things should be 50% better or 70% better, according to the vaccination rates. But in fact, things are
no. There's nothing
worse
natural
than ever
about
before.
It.
They're breaking new records.
Nothing natural about it.
It's Let's Go Brandon on the television nonstop
oh,
as people
my goodness,
are dropping
she
dead.
Is just dead
they
before she hit the floor.
Accept the obvious, these vaccines don't work, and not only do they not work, but they're toxic. It's like the next fenfen, causing massive heart attacks. The nanoparticles from the vaccines migrate to the heart and kill people silently.
So the vaccines, the said vaccines migrate
to
the heart and then clog it up. Folks, some of these people, basketball courts, soccer fields, they're dead before they hit the ground.
They're not testing for COVID.
And they're trying to blame the unvaccinated.
There is no virus.
For what they're responsible for.
And it's so bad.
Now, I want you to think about this. Okay, so these people are falling over dead. Unexplainable. Nothing natural about it. As I gave you the gun analogy, we know it's the bullet. The said vaccines that are doing the killing here. And they're doing this in plain sight. And then their recourse is to blame the unvaccinated. Wait a second. It's my understanding, according to your irrationalities, that if they get vaccinated, they don't have to worry about the unvaccinated. Isn't that the reason, according to you, why they got vaccinated? Americans, will you think things through? For them to blame the unvaccinated for the death of the vaccinated is about the most telling thing I can possibly lay out for all to see. If you can't see that, this is one of those scenarios where you could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it. Because at this point, you don't want to see it. You don't blame the unvaccinated for the vaccinated dying. The said people that got the experimental jabs were told to get vaccinated so they didn't have to worry about those that were unvaccinated. Has anybody clearly processed this in their minds to understand the irrationality of what they're trying to set as a narrative? But you can see, friends, that's exactly what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to leverage it against the unvaccinated. And I'm telling you, at that point, the American people need to rise up and take every single one of them that are pointing the finger concerning that accusation and call them out for their stupidities and then hold them accountable for their crimes against humanity. I kid you negative. Justice guards our liberties. Let's go back to this because I want you to see this as well, and I want you to listen to this, and then it segues into something that was found in Georgia recently. Okay, you ready for this? And it's all been confirmed. Check it out.
If you don't take their vaccine, if you don't pretend like there's a virus with all of the other crazy people, they want to haul you off into a death camp, and they're serious. Double electric fence. Either take the death vax or...
Or what?
You get the death camp.
Or what? No.
Put lotion on the skin like Silence of the Lambs, or you're getting the torture. That's what we're up against.
I was pulled to the
side. I want you to see this. Now, this is going into, segueing into what a trucker found when he was driving through Georgia.
Actually, top-notch builder supply.
Check this out.
In Madison, Georgia.
And I'll end the show this way.
Am I right? This was a, previously was a soybean field in this little new cut road.
Found over 150,000 casket liners.
The right
liners.
Side of the road was filled with, which I thought was portable toilets. I never looked at them that close.
They're casket
Same
liners.
In color, maybe black. But
they're called casket liners. And
color.
Guess who owns them, friends?
And
guess who's renting the land?
My notes and,
the CDC. The corrupt CDC that your Congress has failed to prosecute for their crimes against humanity
and he
are renting land all over the country, and they're dropping casket liners all throughout the country. This is the CDC.
Black boxes.
In cahoots and allied with others that are pushing this propaganda. Don't tell me that this is not a perpetrated genocide, because it's exactly what it is. Bill Gates requested it. He wanted to lower the world population by 3 billion, and this is exactly how they're doing it, and they're doing it in plain sight. Okay? So, folks, I got to end it here. Love you by what we do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Wake up, folks. Read the book of Amos tonight. Read the book of Amos tonight, because you'll understand that's exactly what we're seeing today, is the judgments of the Lord upon a nation that refuses to repent. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.